Walt Disney World Memories Podcast number 203, Grand Fiesta Tour, starring the Three Caballeros, oh, and Mariachi Cobre. Join us now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, continuing our day spent hopping between the Magic Kingdom and Epcot, as we stop on our way to the back of the park for a break from the sun on one of the coolest little indoor attractions, Grand Fiesta Tour, starring the Three Caballeros. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello and welcome back to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. We've got a favorite attraction of mine from my childhood, and one filled with many memories for me. The Grand Fiesta Tour starring the Three Caballeros has been a favorite of mine going back to the original El Real del Tiempo that my brother, sister, and I rode while my parents paid for lunch at the San Angel Inn. Now the Three Caballeros have taken over and made it their own, still showcasing the diversity of Mexico, but in a fun and entertaining, family-friendly way. We'll pick up the memory well after we've exited Test Track. We've already begun making our way around the promenade and we'll join up just as we're entering the pyramid. We'll enter the queue, the kids will decide to run through the whole thing for some reason, I don't know, while Tracy and I are looking at the Food and Wine Festival brochure to maybe find a frozen treat for afterwards. When it's our turn, we've got the front row of the boat. As it pulls away, you'll hear Tracy ask if they care if she puts her feet up on the front bow of the boat. It's just so nice to stretch out in the air conditioning as you're riding. As the boat returns, we'll gather our belongings and head back outside into the heat. Oh, but we'll bump into the Mariachi Cobre, who are performing out beside the gift shop area. We'll stop to hear a bit of the music before deciding it was just too hot in the sun with no real shady spots to hide, and continue on our way to the American Adventure in hopes of seeing the Voices of Liberty next. Before we jump into the attraction, I want to remind you that you can find out how to contact or follow me, find show notes, see photos and videos, and of course become a show supporter on our www-memories.net website. Patrons got another bonus episode this week where they were able to experience the Midship Detective Agency from a recent Disney cruise aboard the Disney Dream. We picked up a couple more 5-star ratings on iTunes. Thank you guys. Please make sure you're giving feedback wherever you're listening right now. Those reviews not only help the show be found by more subscribers, but they also give new listeners an idea of how great the podcast is. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now enjoy a ride on one of my favorite ways to beat the midday heat in Epcot, a dark, air-conditioned boat ride through the beauty and charm of Mexico.
Right by the time. funny you walked over.
Banana almond soft serve sundaes. Thank you. That's at the Almond Orchard in the Showcase Plaza. They've also got a strawberry banana strawberry smoothie there.
I don't know what they're doing.
Excuse us. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're not walking much today. I mean, it's just Disney.
You sit on the other outside.
Are we sitting in the middle between them?
Yes. This will be cool. Chocolate pudding. That's cute. Yep. One of my favorite restaurants. Wall thing, it's a pyramid.
No.
USG? We are looking for a girl.
Oh my God. Never mind.
Wheelchair.
Like a cool. Thank you. Probably. Put your sunglasses on, Suze. I don't know, Susie. Stop for a minute.
Our next songs are dedicated to Cynthia and Christine because it's their birthday. I got them before they escaped.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Perfect. So we have other birthdays. Your name?
Stephanie
and?
Arlene.
And Arlene? Mm-hmm. Stephanie and Arlene, birthdays as well. Come on up.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Do we have any other birthdays? Okay, so for our beautiful girls here, we have two wonderful songs, the traditional birthday song, Mexican birthday song, Las Mañanitas, and after that, help us sing Happy Birthday.
I love my
Norway.
What did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Goodbye.
You can say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.